Hello and welcome to The Wanted Podcast. My name is Piwe Mpshe. From July 24th to the 27th, RX Africa will host 100% Design and Decorex, Africa's finest international design gathering. Held annually at the Sandton International Convention Center, bringing together an array of domains from furniture and product design to technology and art. Wanted was there in 2024, collaborating on a booth with some of our friends in the industry. We spent the weekend meeting and chatting to our readers, crafters, and collaborators. The more formal conversations took the form of a series of recorded interviews with our partners. And over the last few months, as we've built up to this year's fair, we have shared those conversations. We spoke to Belle Bellingham, then Executive Creative Director at Decorex and 100% Design, the artist Matuani Mukeli, and Zanele Kumalo, Associate Director at Kalashnikov Gallery. All these conversations can be accessed on our archive. In this episode, we speak to Greg Gamble, interior designer and co-owner of Tonic Design. Greg takes us through, among other things, the transformative nature of design fairs, the convergence of art and design, the future of African design, and the Tonic approach to design projects. Enjoy.
Greg Gamble, interior designer, interior architect, furniture designer, Tonic Design. Design fairs are transformative for designers in that it's a platform. Well, my personal experience with it is it allows us to create a new portfolio of work and present it to the public. So for us, it gives us a particular deadline to work towards and to generate a body of work. Without that, we get stuck in our sort of day-to-day practice and we sort of focus on our clients and projects. And with a design fair, it's obviously very accessible and very important. And we have sort of two sides to our businesses. We run a design studio and we have a furniture showroom. So it's great to be able to put new product out, to get people into the showroom, to show new things and things. Yeah, it gives us that deadline to work towards. Yeah. My personal relationship with the design is full fun. I suppose I wear quite a few hats. Myself and my business partner, Philippe, we love designing product and we love designing environments. So often clients are quite taxing, but they're important, obviously, and we love them. So it's often nice to be able to pull yourself away from that sort of day-to-day practice and design product where it's really you're designing it for yourself, you're putting out a range, you're putting it into the showroom. Those products bring in new clients because it's sort of like a window of what you do. So for us, we enjoy working on both sides of the fence, working on big projects, whether we're designing restaurants, hotels, lodges, private residences, where you designing the whole environment, or if you're just designing a single chair or a side table, I think as important. I think we're quite detail-driven. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is an overriding philosophy. I don't think we have a formula. I think we take each project on by a particular brief. We don't focus just on doing residential projects. We at the moment, we probably have half a dozen residential projects, some hospitality, some retail. And for us, as long as they are creative projects, that excites us. And to sort of unpack a brief and to solve a problem excites us. Mm-hmm. When you're designing a piece of furniture or a chair, I think we put as much energy into that or any piece of furniture, and it's we quite detail driven. We love sort of we don't sort of like to create furniture that's ostentatious or over designed, or we enjoy designing things that are quiet but clever, functional, and simple. So I think that's You can see that in all our work, from our interiors to our furniture.
Yeah.
For us, art and design kind of go hand in hand. Not that I'm an artist or by any means, but for me, an interior without art is kind of soulless. It's often something that we don't battle with, but there's for my own house, I couldn't imagine working with another designer to create my own personal environment. And I often think about that too much when working with a client. But I understand that relationship and the importance of us for a client. But that goes to sort of the personality of an interior. we can sort of choose furniture and fabrics and different finishes for the floors and lighting and that. But where it comes to art, that is very much like a personal thing. It's hugely important. I think art is for us, it's quite important that any art that we put into an interior that we're working on has to have gravitas. It has to be. It doesn't have to be terribly expensive, but it has to just be something that's genuine. So we don't put decorative art onto a wall. I'd rather have no art in an environment unless it's something that's considered and generated by an artist and has something special about it. So love art, love working with artists, often do collaborative work with artists. So for me, it's kind of every day, it's part of the journey of what we do, working with artists. And a cult of personality is something that, again, both myself and Philippe are quite reserved. We're not these flamboyant sort of personalities. And often we see clients almost want that and they like it. They want their interior designer or their architect or their decorator to be this person that sort of is like a lot. And we're not. We're very quiet. And years and years and years ago when we started our business 25 years ago, I was always worried that, are we confident enough in sort of our personalities that it'll work? And I think over a very quick amount of time, you soon realize that your work speaks for itself. And I think that's the important thing. If you put out good work constantly, your ethics are kind of in line and you just generate amazing work, that speaks for itself. So personalities, of course, are important, and personalities are an attraction. But I think it all boils down to your performance and your ability to design and to create something that's interesting. I think Africa has, as a continent, has over the last 10 years, you can see it's been boiling and kind of it's finally coming into its own. The whole world is recognizing us. It's this melting pot of so many different cultures and there are so many things for us, so many things, so many inspirations to draw from. We've probably tapped into like a tiny percentage of that, and there's so much more to still draw from. And there's so many amazing creatives that are thinking differently to the Western world. And for me, that's why it's hugely exciting at the moment to work in Africa, to be influenced by Africans and Africa and the environment. And I think we have got a long way, an amazing future ahead of us. I think the world is going to start seeing us more and more and more. And African design, Africa, like it's just starting. Yeah. I hate to talk about international trends and trends in general, but I suppose trends are a real thing. We try and stay away from them, but you can see globally how there are so many trends that are coming directly from Africa, and that's not going to go away. I mean, I think that's, like I was saying, it's just the starting of it. So it's very much going to be with us for a while. It's going to be a global thing, and I think it's just going to keep growing. Look, I think for ourselves, we're starting to design a lot of product that is a little bit quieter in general, not as loud and as crazy, things that are a little bit more refined. We're starting to enjoy working with things like African antiques, South African antiques, and mixing those into our interiors, working with sort of like heritage and tradition, where before things were a lot more sort of just working on a contemporary aesthetic. And for us, it's kind of looking at the past and the future and kind of working with those two together. In general, last 5 years have been challenging for a lot of people, including our industry. It hasn't been easy. I think we're finally over the worst of it, but the landscape definitely changed since COVID. Nearly 5 years ago. So, I think a lot of things, and they're not they might be small things from a lot of different areas, but collectively, it's changed the landscape of how people work and how people live. People working from home, wanting more of an environment that's inclusive for work and family life at home. when designing corporate interiors, they aren't what they used to be. We hardly ever design sort of offices. It's open plan and it's hot desking. So I think in all different aspects, whether it's in the hospitality environment to how people are staying, how people are traveling, how people are working, I think all of that has changed.
Remember to like, share, subscribe, and talk about the podcast so we can share our work with as many of you as possible. You can find us on Iono, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We are at Wanted Online SA on the socials, and we update wantedonlinesa.co.za daily. Until next time, I am Spiwe Mpche.